Okay, for today I want to discuss with you all of the interesting shailas that come up when you have a double Adar. Okay, when you have a, this year we are blessed to have a double Adar, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni. First question, comes from the Mishnah Berurah. Everything I'm telling you now is coming from the Sefer called Sha'arei Yimei HaPurim. It is an excellent Sefer. It's clear as a bell. It was written 2-3 years ago. It was written by, you know, that I'm very big with names. Ha'oimer Dov Shema Mevi Gululam Rabbi Yehuda Naftali Yaakov Tezner. I'm not pronouncing that. Tof Shin Zayin Nun Resh. Tishezner. Copyrights. Nope, no Hebrew names. Only Hebrew. Only no English names. Everything is Hebrew. Doesn't have any English. Yes, from Wozner and Rav Karelitz. Two Haskams. Rav Nissim Karelitz and Rav Shmuel Wozner. It's a halachic sefer. Very, very nice things. Very, very clear. Let's go through the chapter that discusses all of the interesting questions which come up with regard to a double adar. First question. Okay, this is already too late, but when you mevarach l'chodesh, how are you mevarach l'chodesh rishon? Do you say mevarach l'chodesh adar or adar rishon? Or adar harishon with the hey ha'idiyah? You would not be surprised, that would make a difference. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says, not in the Mishnah Berurah, I'm sorry, it's the Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Tov Chav Zayin says, you just say Adar Stam. Adar Rishon is called Adar Stam. You don't have to say Adar Rishon, just say Adar. Adar Sheni, you have to say Adar Hasheni. I don't know why, it's not clear why. He makes an issue out of this, he discusses this, that it's not Adar Sheni, it's Adar Hasheni, with a Hey Hayidiyah. I don't know why. You're giving it more significance the second month. Something interesting to look into. What?
Maybe because that's reported. That's what we celebrate Purim.
Well, that's a discussion. It's very complicated. The only reason why we celebrate Purim the second Adar is not because really it's Adar. It's because we're soimech geula legeula. We want the celebration to be next to Pesach. But really, if not for that concept of geula legeula, it appears that we would celebrate Purim in the first Adar. Adar Rishon would be more ideal, seemingly, according to the Gemara, for the celebration. It's because of there's an extra inyan of Bisoymech Gul L'Gu'ula. That overrides what would otherwise have been the case. And we'll see examples of that very soon.
You have the Machlokes that the first Purim, that it says...
When did it actually happen, the first Purim? Was in Ibiyar. When it really happened.
And the Nisim happened in the first...
Machlokes, the first, the second.
So the Nisim happened in the first other or the second other.
It's very...
So yeah. When did it happen?
Well, different opinions.
We end up saying it's the second other that...
happened
in the first, right? Rav Gamliel says. Rav Yossi says it happened in the first other. Rav Gamliel says it happened in the second other.
There's a disagreement. The machlokes when it happened.
We pass in the second other. It's a pshara.
It's very confusing.
We're going to call. We're going to discuss this. We're going to discuss the outside in a moment.
How are you going to remember that was an Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni?
You got to keep track. I know, it's complicated.
You would have had the commentary.
Okay, let's go. We have a couple of issues to go through. So that's the first thing. The Ikar Hadin, when they mivarch the month, so Ikar Hadin, according to the Rambam, you only have to say Adar, and for the Adar Sheni, it's Adar Hasheni. However, the Mishnah Berurah, after quoting they says, if you really want, and let me read you his exact words, he quotes exact words, Ulam Siyam Shama Mishnah Bura Umaskonas Vachroinim Dehanochoin, it's more correct, not like the Ramah, Lefaresh Bishneim Be'adar Rishon, he refers to writing documents, it's like Ksuba and a get. What are you writing in the Ksuba and a get? Mikra Din, the Ramah says, you just write in the Ksuba Adar. And Adar Sheni, it's Adar Hasheni. And a get as well. However, the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah is that it's more proper, Yichtav Adar Rishon, Uvesheni Adar Hasheni. Vuhu Adin, Kishvarchem Esachoydesh, Odif Luforet Eshnei HaChadoshim Loimar Adar Rishon the Adar Hasheni Shlo Yavohu Anoshim Lidei Toos. So he's not really come to argue with the Ramah, he's just saying that there's no harm done if you specify Rishon versus Sheni, that is okay.
Animos, at a simcha.
Yes. Halachal today b'zman hazeh, it's always going to be Adar Rishon. Always. You're not going to
have.
Yes. Adar Rishon. Yes. Today that's the way it's done. It's clear. That's how it's done. And even quotes that. That's how it's done. By a get, by a ksuba, that is the way it's done. L'maskana, you write Adar Rishon and Adar Hasheni, the sheni of the idea, to give it more significance. And Rishon, you just write, you write Rishon. Okay, now let's go. Now Purim, we know the halacha is we celebrate in the second month because of Soymech, one of the first Rashi's in Masechta Megillah, Soymech Geula Legula. Now here's a shayla. Let's say you make a mistake. You make a mistake, and you live in a bubble, and you don't keep cheshbon with the rest of the world, you read the Dalet Parshios, Ashkolim, and Zohar, and Achodesh. You do everything. Achodesh is not really correct, but Parah. You do everything in Adar Rishon, and you celebrate Purim in Adar Rishon. You read the Megillah. Can you say that you have fulfilled your obligation? I blew it. I live my own little world in isolation. I live on Gilligan's Island.
And you didn't do it the second month. What happened the second month?
What? I did nothing. Oh, no, now it's a shot. Now you're coming to ask the shot. Now I was rescued. What? Do I have to do it again? I already laid. We're living on this island, and we're a little stranded on an island. We're laying everything in an Adar Rishon, and now we're rescued, and the whole world is celebrating Adar Sheni. Do we have to do it again? The answer is yes. You must do so. It's even Ma'akid B'diyaved. That is the halacha. Tzarech L'Kroisam Shub Sheni. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah, it's not even Shochnach. Mishnah Berurah quotes Sister Yina Yotzafil B'diyaved. Okay, now let's go to the next.
So Chizkiya had to do that.
Chizkiya was an Aber.
Yeah, he made.
Chizkiya was no Purim yet. Chizkiya, there was no Dalet Parshios. That was before the Dalet Parshios came into play.
It was too late for the Dalet Parshios. It was too late.
He made it. He made it. He made.
Parshi could have made his Parshios a
Chaydish. Maybe.
So he had to do it again. He had to do it again.
But there was no. There was no Shkalim.
Right. Well, they gave.
So what's he
going to
make?
Okay, we're getting sidetracked. I don't know. Obviously, what he did made a lot of complications. Every year, not only him, Bezna had the right to.
But they never did Shkalim for the last 50 years.
Right.
That's the problem.
Because
the Avodah Zara. But what did they do with Zvat Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim? They could, if they
was
want.
Kayim, the base of
English was not during Chizkiya. They had the right. Bezna had the right to decide at the very last moment until Aleph Nisan, which Chof Tes. Adar, they can still decide this is going to be Adar Rishon. We're going to make an Adar Sheni. So obviously they worked it out. They did it again. Or maybe the fact that they brought the Shkolim. The Shkolim doesn't make a difference. You have to bring the Shkolim for the Chuma Hadasha. Once you brought the Shkolim, there's no harm. You brought the Shkolim in advance. They didn't read. One thing is clear. They didn't read the Parshas. Okay, there was no Parsha Shkolim. That was a much later enactment, probably 1,000 years after the Churban first came into this thing of reading the Parshas Zecher. So, but. Not 1,000 years, so I take that back. Can't be 1,000. It must have been talking about the Churban of the Bayis Sheni, talking about Anshekin Esagdola, or Misakin then. But let's leave it with that. Let's go further. Next halacha shayla. We have a lot of shaylas. What? What? Yeah, you have to read the parashas. Halacha l'maaseh, as long as a person lives on an island, he makes a mistake, and he reads all the Dalet Parashas in Chodesh Adar Rishon. He reads Parashas Shkolim, and Parashas Zohar, and Parashas Parah, in Chodesh Adar Rishon. And then he realizes, wait a minute, this year, the calendar, there are two Adars. I'm living in a little world over here by myself. And there's really, you have to lay it again. Lo yatz. Purim also. Let's say you send him Shalach Manos and you give lay the Megillah. You would argue, there's a very powerful argument to make that, no, but the Yatzah, it is still called Adar. You can't deny the fact that it's called Adar. I already laid the Megillah. So why should I be Matriach lay the Megillah second time in Adar Sheni? No. Since this is the Takana of Chazal, that Adar Sheni is the Yom which we celebrate Purim, it's the Yom which we have the Dalet Parashas, Zehu, and if we do it in the Adar, okay, let's discuss bar mitzvahs. There's a lot of things to discuss. A bar mitzvah. A person is born. Let me give some background. There is a 19-year cycle. 19-year cycle, and how often we have leap years. So what are the, there are 7 out of the 19 years which are leap years. You could predict when it's going to be a leap year. What are the years? You can memorize the numbers. The 3rd year of the cycle, the 6th year of the cycle, the 8th year, the 11th year, the 14th, 7th, and 19th. Those are the magic numbers. 3, 6, that's easy to remember. You skip by 3, then you just go by 2, 8, then it's 11, 14, 17, 19. Okay, those are the numbers. Now, therefore, here's what makes it very interesting. There are only two. Does anyone know which year this year we're in the cycle? Does anyone know? I don't know where we're in, which part of the cycle.
The last
Adar Sheni was eight, what, 3 years ago?
This should be, this is the next one, it should be 11.
This is the 11?
It should be, I think so, because the eight, we, the last Ibiyar was, came out very late.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the eighth year of the cycle is the latest.
Ah.
So the Ezra's Torah calendar, if you,
is the latest in the cycle, is year number 8. Yeah.
Okay. So this year is the 11th? Okay.
I think, I'm guessing.
Okay.
I think that's what.
Rabbi Levine, it's on, usually in the Ezra's Torah calendar, like on the first page.
It tells you which part of the cycle it is. Okay. Now, a bar mitzvah, someone is born in a year when there are two, let's just discuss general halachas, and I'll tell you when it can come out. If someone is born in a year when there are two Adars, a child is born, and let's say he's born in Adar Sheni, and then his bar mitzvah mitzvah is in a year when there are two Adars. So of course, whatever it was when you were born, that's what it's going to be when you be bar mitzvah. So now, if you were born in Adar Beis, the Adar Beis, but not Adar Rishon, Adar Rishon. When can that happen? Believe that it only happened twice in the cycle. It's very weird because you're going 13 years in advance. If you're born in the third year of the cycle, and now jump ahead 13 years, you're in the 16th, so it can happen. It only can happen two different times. What are the two times? Only in year 6 and 19, we're over here, 1 second. The 6th, if you're in the 6th year, so then you're going to come out in the 19th year. And the 17th year, you're going to come out in the 11th. It's only twice, okay? So it's only possible twice. This scenario of being bar mitzvah in a year that's a leap year and being born is only possible twice. Only if you're born in the 6th year of the cycle or you're born in the 17th year of the cycle. Right, so then you'll be, if you're born in the 17th year of the cycle, so it's a leap year, so then 13 years from then is going to be the 11th year of the cycle. Jump ahead 13 years. If you're 17, fast forward, and your bar mitzvah was in the Ibiyar, and you were born in the Ibiyar. So which year were you born? You were either born in the 17th year, and then fast forward.
No, I have to think fast. I mean, but
so it's only possible twice. If you're born in the 6th year of the cycle, then your bar mitzvah will fall in the 19th year of the cycle. If you're born in the 17th year of the cycle, then your bar mitzvah will be in the 11th year of the cycle. So pretty much, it's very rare. It's very rare. So it's not that common when it could happen. So you keep track when a certain year, when you went into the 6th year, or the 11th year, you have to announce this year all the bar mitzvah boys, they're going to be in that unique predicament when, if they're born in Adar Rishon, their bar mitzvah will be in Adar Rishon. If they're born in Adar Sheni, their bar mitzvah will be in Adar Sheni. But if you're born any of the other years of the cycle, whether it's going to be 3, 6, 8.
I mean, that's the way we're possible, but there is a machlok. There are people who hold that they get bar mitzvah, everybody gets bar mitzvah in Adar Rishon.
Even when you're born in a leap year?
This Sunday, Rabbi Pearl, well, that was the year, was on other. I have it in my car. There is a sheet that it holds that even if you were born, in other. In other words, you were born in other, a regular push in the push of the year. Right. You get bar mitzvah in other region.
Okay, that's a shalom. That's a shalom. We're getting that. Well, we're talking now where you're born in a year when there are two others. Wait, one thing at a time. We're going to get to that. Let's discuss first this scenario. You are born in a year when there are two others.
Yeah.
That can happen 7 of the 19 years. There's a 19-year cycle. 7 of those 19 years have two others. If you're born in that year, so you're either born Adar Rishon or you're born Adar Sheni. Now, jump ahead 13 years. Most of the time, when you jump at 13 years, there's only one Adar. It's only possible to jump ahead 13 years later and have two Adars if you're born in year 6 of the cycle or year 19 of the cycle. 17 of the cycle. If you're born in year 6 of the cycle, your bar mitzvah will fall out in the 19th year of the cycle. If you're born in the 17th year of the cycle, your bar mitzvah will fall out in the 11th year of the cycle. So that's very rare. This is statistics are very small where you can be born in a year when there are two others and your bar mitzvah will be in a year when there are two others. If this happens, it appears less mandapolik. If you're born in Adar Rishon, your bar mitzvah is Adar Rishon. You're born in Adar Sheni, your bar mitzvah will be in Adar Sheni. Okay, that is one issue. Now let's discuss when it doesn't work out so well. Let's say you're born in a year when there are two Adars and you're born, it doesn't make a difference. Whether you're born in Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, when you bar mitzvah, only one Adar. What comes in Afkamina? This this is a very interesting nafkamina which you have to deal with. You could have two children, yeah, and one is born a month later.
Right.
Child one is born on the fifth day, is born, let's say, the 20th day of Adar Rishayim. No, even, well, talk about two boys. I'll talk about two bar mitzvah boys. They're born a day apart. Let's not deal with one. There's still two boys in the class. There are two boys in the class, and the one boy is always older. He's a month, he's a half month older. He was born on the 20th day of Adar Rishayim. And the second boy was born on the fifth day of Adar Sheni. So when they line up in class and all the everything is done in class, they go by age. So this boy is always older. He's almost a month older. And now when it comes Bar Mitzvah, there's only one Adar. Who's having the first Bar Mitzvah? The one that was born on the fifth day of Adar Sheni. That's a halachic incongruity. This is something which is an amazing concept in halacha, which works even though theoretically I'm older, yet in halacha, physically I'm older, in halacha, this one is older. It's an amazing concept which goes to show that halacha has a life of its own. Many people are very disturbed with this concept. People who do not fully know the depth of Torah always have this notion that halacha must follow the world of reality. It's not true. Halacha starts off in the world of reality, but it takes on a life of its own. And this is a very good classic example where physically you're older, halachically he's older, because you were born in two Adars. It's a very good example to show halacha has its own world. Now let's discuss all the way around. Let's discuss in the year when you're born in one Adar. Okay, this is the classic case. You're born in one Adar, and then You are bar mitzvah. There are two adars. So what is the halacha? So the general halacha is the second adar. Bar mitzvah. Now bar mitzvah has a rule to itself. You can't compare bar mitzvah, yard site, and what's the other? There are three things. Bar mitzvah. Pidyon Aben. I'm forgetting. We'll come to it tomorrow. Purim. But let's discuss a person is born in a year when there's one Adar, and now he's 13 years old, there are two Adars. The Bar Mitzvah is Adar Sheni. Who says Shulchan Aruch? No one disagrees with this. This, I mean, at least not common. This is standard. Standard rule is Bar Mitzvah is going to take place in Adar Sheni. Okay, now let's go to, now when we come back to this, let's go to yard sites. Now this gets very complicated. A person dies in a year when there are two, it was only one Adar. Okay, this is a big machlaikis. There's no solution to this. But when there's only one machlaikis, and then it's a yard site year, and then a year later, and now with the yard site there are two. So which Ad does one commemorate the yard site? Does the child remember the yard site if he has a custom to fast, if he has the custom to say Kaddish, even though gay are fighting with people in shul, right? There's a big fight in shul. Who gets to say the Kaddish? Because that's for the Amid. So who wins? Who has Kedima and Davening? So there's a machlokes between the Sephardim and the Ashkenazim, between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Svardim are of the opinion that what's the Yikar?
Second
Adar. The Ramah is Cholik Dikar is the first. What does Ramah say to do because of this? Ramah Ikar Adin is Adar Rishayin, and the Ramah goes on to say to do both. Rak Heyois Sheyesh Cholkim Royal Kaimah B'Shnei Hadam. So a Svardi, there's no problem. A Svardi will only, the real Svardi will only observe the yard site in the second Adar.
This is proof.
Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu was Ashkenazi.
I want to come to that in a second. Very good, very good. Come down in a second. You're touching upon, he has a very nice tickle over here with that. Yeah. Zayin Adar. Yeah. What do you do, Zayin Adar? Okay. If he writes over here, the Mishneh Berurah says, okay, the Ramah says, "Sheikar adin yesh lekaimo bi'adar rishon." Just feel the chikar the rishon. V'yod mishum dein bar. Why? He has two reasons. The mechaber. Why? Because the ikar adar is rishon. That's what he holds. The Ramah holds the ikar. When you add 2 months to the year, the ikar is the first. What about bar mitzvah? I don't know the answer. For some reason, bar mitzvah you delay. I don't know. Even though the Ramah holds that the first, when it comes to a yard site, the reason why we commemorate the yard site in the first site is because that's the ikur. Purim is the exception. Samechu l'gu'ula. What about bar mitzvah? L'chor bar mitzvah should be Adar Rishayin. I don't know.
You need 13 full years, and if it comes out on the calendar.
So he touched upon that because the din bar mitzvah. What he's touching upon is alumnus. What's the alumnus? bar mitzvah, you don't commemorate your bar mitzvah on the day that you really complete your 13th year. The day you complete your 13th year is the day before. If you're born on, let's say your birthday, let's say it's January 7th. So you finish your year on January 6th. That's the last day of the year. Going to January 7th is a day later. So what do you learn from this? You learn that he brings out this, he saw that the Chazal instituted that by a bar mitzvah, you push further. When you have a doubt, when you have options, it's after the last possible moment in time, you become bar mitzvah. Just like there's no inyan, at least halach, we don't pass, you become bar mitzvah on the last day of the year, but you become bar mitzvah when the year is over, so to when becoming, you have a choice of a double adar, you don't go for the earlier, you opt for the later, adar sheni, not adar rishon. So according to this approach, it appears that according to the Ramah, bar mitzvah is also an exception. Purim is certainly an exception. Because Purim Yisoymeich Geula LeGeula, Bar Mitzvah has its own set of rules. Because Bar Mitzvah is 13 years and one day. That one day is not just one day, it's a concept. It's make the Bar Mitzvah as late as you possibly can, after you're fully mature. So when you have two Adars, there's an addition to the year, the Adar is not really finished, push it off until the later Adar. Fascinating concept. But when you don't have exceptions, when is there no exception? A yard site. A yard site is the rule, the default, and the reason is the yikr. Yeah.
Suppose somebody passed away and the yard site on the day of the death, Kfura, was Aleph Nissan.
Okay, that's another topic. That's a very complicated topic. We're going to get to that later on.
That's exactly
2 days Rosh Chodesh. 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Aleph Nissan is not a problem. Aleph Nissan is okay. It's Aleph Nissan. When it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh and the Yard is the first day,
Lamed. I'm talking two.
No, there's two others.
I'm talking two others.
Two others, yeah.
So you have 13 months to listen.
Okay, I'm going to get to that in a moment. It's not getting me. It's not getting you also. I'm going to get to that in a moment. One thing at a time. Very good. But let's just clarify this issue, because this is a very powerful concept which has many nafkaminas. A bar mitzvah appears, the way it presents, has a concept of 13 years in one day. That one day is a very dangerous concept. It doesn't mean a day. It means after it's all over. And the nafkamina is, when you have two ados, you push for the second ado. A yard site, according to the Ramah, you fall down by default, it's going to be the default of a yard site is going to be on the default of a yard site will be on the real Adar, which we paskin according to the Ramah is going to be the first, being that there is a machlokes. So the custom is to do both, and it's only a custom, and therefore when it comes to kedima fights and shul, he brings down you lose. You can't go insist both. Personally dies once. You're not a cat. You don't have more than one life. So if no one's fighting with you can take both days. But if someone's fighting with you have to choose. If you're an Ashkenazi, you choose the first month. If you're a Sephardi, you take the second month. Now very quickly, when do you observe Zayin Adar? The yard side of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is unbelievable. You love what he presents over here.
Tomorrow.
What? Let's assume it was only one. I don't know. Let's say it was one. Let's assume he died when there was only one Adar. Let's assume it was one Adar. So what do we do? So Nafka Mina, this is Sfad Mashkenazim. So he presents here, fascinating insight, is that in Eretz Yisrael, it's the accepted, I don't know the Eretz Yisrael, he says there, that all of the Chevra Kaddishas, who make a big deal out of even among the Ashkenazim, they make a big deal Adar Sheni. And Chutz Li'aretz, the Minuka Oilam, he says, is Adar Rishon. And he says, why?
He writes this,
because he's an Ashkenazi. He brings that from the Luach. Okay, Chassidisha, isn't that Bells?
Right.
Chassidisha Luach?
The Ashkenazim, the
Chassidisha. They're quoting the Sfardim, though.
That there were more Sfardim in the world than Ashkenazim.
Let me just give you the gist of what he says. He says, you're going to love this. He says that in Eretz Yisrael, who lived there in Eretz Yisrael before the Talmud of the Gra came? Before the Talmud of the Gra came?
The
Sfardim. It was occupied by the Sfardim, and the Litvaks, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they did not shepa. Since it was the minhag Eretz Yisrael to observe the second Adar, the yards of Moshe Rabbeinu, they deferred.
And the Shiurim also.
They deferred Ad Hayom Hazeh. Well, the Shiurim we know is not so anymore.
I know the story, the article.
Everyone became a big mishmash until the Chazon Ish.
Right. Until then, they accepted. You know, it's interesting that there was no Chevra Kadisha Ashkenazi until the late 1800s. Because the Sfarim, you had to get permission from the Sultan. And the Sfarim had full control of the Chevra Kadisha. And when the Ashkenazim wanted to bury someone, they went to the Sfarim.
Because this is
the Sfar, today they're only like seven.
It's an amazing thing. If he's saying it's correct, he's saying it with this one of the last holdouts, and even Eretz Yisrael is a big melting pot of Yadus. You go to the Kosel, you can meet there a Jew from every corner of the world, and it's a big melting pot. You go to shuls, it's everyone tells you, you daven whatever you want to daven. You want to daven Ashkenaz, daven Ashkenaz, you want to daven. In America, it's unheard of. You walk into shul, you daven Ashkenaz, you daven Sfar, throw you out in 2 seconds. It's unheard of. Eretz Yisrael, it seems like, yeah, big deal. No big deal. This is a holdout. This was established the yard side of Moshe Rabbeinu to Ados, like the Sfaradim, it's a second Ador. No playing games. Eretz Yisrael, when they fast, when they make a big deal about Ador, Zayin Ador, it's only Ador Sheni. In Chutz Li'aretz. No, most people Ashkenazim.
It means in Eastern Europe.
Which America, whatever it is, fine. But it's an amazing idea that there is this difference between when we observe the yard side from Moshe Rabbeinu and Al Adishan. Okay, we're out of time. So one, I don't do all the trials. Maybe we'll have to do next week.
Tomorrow is Zainadar.
Tomorrow is
Zainadar.
Okay, very good. You told me. Okay, so that's for the Chutz Yards. It's no Gael. It's no Gael Chamas. Chutz Yards.
Flatbush.
It's a mishmash. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's obviously what he's saying here, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not. Eretz Yisrael, it's the Sfaradim. Everyone defers to the Sfaradim. It was they had Kedima, and even though everyone does what they want, Eretz Yisrael, not this, they still observe Ad HaSheni. Okay, one last thing, before we conclude, then maybe we'll do next week, we'll do some more complicated challenge. But one last thing about the yard site. There's a general big machlekes when a person dies on one day and he's buried on another day. Buried within 2 days. Already 3 days is different. When a person dies and he's not buried right away, in Eretz Yisrael it's very common to be buried bo bayom. It's more common. In Chutzar, it's very rare.
Not always.
It's very
rare. Well,
okay.
Afternoon, he's buried at night.
Okay.
The next day.
But in Eretz Yisrael, it's in the Chutzar, it's very common. It's not common at all to be buried bo bayom because of all the complications in America.
Right.
It doesn't happen bo bayom. So when a person dies on one day and is buried on a different day, the first, now everyone agrees, less man the public in year two, year three, the yard sign is always observed on the Yom Petira, the day of Misa. But the very big dilemma is, what about the yard site, the first yard site? So this is machlekes apayis, a very big machlekes. When is the first yard site? Do you say the first year? The yard site should be observed on the Yom Kivura. And the main reason is because it's not mistaver, the avelos l'chol hadeos begins with Kivura. So it's not mistaver, according to many poskim, that you should observe the yard site when you're still in avelos. It can't be, I'm going to observe the yard site, but my avel is going to continue for another day. My avelus is not going to be over until 12 months from the Yom HaKvura, and the Yom HaKvura was 2 days later, so I'm still going to observe avelus, but today, 2 days earlier, I'm going to commemorate the yard site of my relative. It's not logical. If you're observing the yard site, whatever the reasons are, it has to be that the avelus ends at that moment in time. It coincides. Or at least the avelus should have been over, and then you'll observe the yard site. If the kavura is going to be later, so that means that you're still within avelus, but you're commemorating the first yard site. If you're commemorating the first yard site, you're not an avelus. Right? Isn't that the way it goes? Avelus doesn't make sense. So therefore, many poskim are of the opinion, not everyone, the first year only, the yard site is observed on the Yom HaKivura. What is the big exception? Is a year like this.
No, if you send someone to Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, that's another issue. That's a technical issue. But let's discuss a simple case. A year like this year, when there are 13 months. Everyone, less man the polig, there's no such thing as observing avelus for 13 months. If a person dies, let's say in Tammuz, so when does the avelus end? In Iyar. the avelus ends in Sivan. The avelus ends not 13 months, it ends in Sivan, which is 12 months. In 1 month, in 12 months. So the avelus is over. The Avelus is over. If the Avelus is over, there's no reason to observe the yard site the first year on the Yom HaKavura. So everyone, less mandapolik, that in a year when you're going through a leap year and your Avelus is going to end a month before the actual yard site. Like, I have this Shiloh.
What about Yud Aleph Chodesh?
Yud Aleph for Kaddish? Kaddish is a separate issue. Yeah. Kaddish you only say for 11 months, period. No matter what. When you pay, even...
No, some people do 12.
What?
Yeah.
You worry, what do you mean 12? In the leap year? In the leap year?
11 in a week, no, 11 and 2, 11 and 3.
If people don't know when the date is, if they don't know, the reason you don't do the 12th month is because you might see lies.
Yeah. Right, okay.
If people don't know.
Okay, so you're not doing Waitzilas.
So there's no Waitzilas, you can defend.
Okay, could be, I'm not aware. Could be, okay, it could be. But everyone agrees Avelus comes to an end after 12 months.
Right.
So there's no purpose whatsoever in observing the yard site the first year on the Yom HaKvura, you observe it on the Yom HaMisa. So I have the shock, because by me, the Yom HaMisa was not on the Yom HaKvura. So by my father, who also observed it on the Yom HaMisa the first year, it was also not the same time, but that was not a leap year. This is a leap year. So now the Avelus ends a month earlier, and then the yard site is observed Bo Bayom. That's a very big nafmina. Okay, then there are many more complicated trials when it comes out. We're not going to do next week, just want to bring up the issue, is when the 30th day of Adar Rishayin, or the 30th day of Shvat. The 30th day of Shvat. So what's the problem? What's the dilemma? The dilemma is, the 30th day of Shvat is also Rosh Chodesh. We commemorate the 30th day of Shvat as Rosh Chodesh Adar. Or the 30th day of Adar we commemorate as Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. So here is the very big dilemma, which there is no solution, and pretty much for both sides of the coin, for yard side, if everything gets very complicated. Do we view the 30th day of a month to be the 30th day of the month? Or do we view it to be Rosh Chodesh? Even though we are baki b'kviya d'yarcha, the bottom line is, it's called Rosh Chodesh. We come to shul, we daven musaf, we say halal, it's called Rosh Chodesh. So what are you going to do then in the subsequent years when you don't have that month?
The question is, the first day Rosh Chodesh could be the 29th, it could be the 30th.
That can only happen once. That
so
can only happen.
The 30th
doesn't exist. The calendar day doesn't exist.
You don't have a 30th.
It doesn't exist. So do you go weiter or do you go backwards?
Right.
So this has many nafkaminas, and even Bar Mitzvah boy. Bar Mitzvah boy, a boy was born on the 30th day. Just the case that I'll say, a Bar Mitzvah boy was born on the 30th, on the first day Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, the 30th day of Adar Rishon, and now it is Bar Mitzvah, and the Bar Mitzvah there's only one Adar. So do we say he's Bar Mitzvah on Aleph Adar, Aleph Adar, or is he Bar Mitzvah on La, or is he Bar Mitzvah on the 30th day of, I have to go, I'm getting confused, because maybe we'll talk, these are complicated issues, which are Nogea Yard side, Nogea Bar Mitzvah, Belin Edel, we'll pick this up next time.